Getting back to politics now, kinda. Of all the questions asked of presidential candidates, one seems to have grabbed the most headlines. It has our humor guy, Brian Unger, asking, when is enough enough? Here he is in today's Unger Report.
Hillary Clinton is the most recent candidate to be asked, are you black enough? Her answer?
My attitude is, I don't deserve anyone's vote. I have to earn everyone's vote.
I guess that makes her Missy Elliott. No, Rosa Parks. Wait a minute. This same question was asked a few weeks ago at the CNN YouTube debate. Here's moderator Anderson Keeping Him Honest Cooper, paraphrasing the question submitted by a viewer named Jordan.
Hey, well, not my question.
When I'm catching a cab in Manhattan in the past, I've given my credentials.
Still, MSNBC's Chris Matthews wants an answer.
Is he black enough?
This is a puzzling question.
Puzzling indeed. More so, cruel, especially to the blind, who must really wonder just what shade of black is Barack Obama. The Unger Report can confirm he is indeed black, and Hillary Clinton, she's definitely white. Obama himself has turned the puzzling into a punchline, this one delivered to black journalists. Warning, do not try this joke at home.
I want to apologize for being a little bit late, but you guys keep on asking whether I'm black enough.
All these panels and debates sponsored by, staged for their respective constituencies, while they may try to get to the heart of issues, candidates sometimes serve up nothing more than pandering gobble-gobble aimed at snuggling up to some group identity. Never mind the country's identity. These forums ask the impossibly absurd, are you one of us?
We accept a one of us.
Gobble-gobble, gobble-gobble.
We accept a we
While the presidential race hasn't quite devolved into the 1932 movie Freaks, it is fast becoming a farce watching candidates clumsily try to be all things to one people. Take this question, asked at a recent gay forum by singer Melissa Etheridge to Democratic candidate Bill Richardson.
Do you think homosexuality is a choice or is it biological?
It's a choice. It's...
Governor, you are quickly on your way to not being one of them. Let's try that again.
Do you think a homosexual is born that way? Or do you think that around seventh grade we go, oh, I want to be gay?
You know, I'm not a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Richardson, you are not gay enough. Thanks for playing Are You One of Us? As for all of us, given the stakes, instead of asking candidates if they're black enough, gay enough, conservative enough, shouldn't we be asking them if they're competent enough? That would be a real debate. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.